This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know who's taking you home. I'm loving you so. I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know who's taking you home. Oh, I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new.
Now, 7 and a half of the hour. Doug Steffen on Good Day from Israel. It's a good day here. It's been a good day since I spoke last with you. And it'll be a good day, I think, tomorrow, on the morrow, as it were. Tuesday, December the 20th, 5 days before Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Not necessarily in Jerusalem, although I will tell you that I had a conversation, which we'll air later on, with the Minister of Tourism from here, and the idea of Americans coming to Israel, or the idea of traveling. I think I want to spend a few minutes. This hour is about my thoughts in depth regarding some of the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that are going on around the world and in America. So my focus here is on what we think versus what is real. And what we think, and I use the travel here to Israel as an example, a lot of people are afraid to come to Israel because they think it's like the rest of the Middle East. The Middle East is in turmoil. The Middle East is upset. The Middle East is a mess. And it's a mess in part because of us. Many people would tell you, some Christians, but mostly Muslims would say it's a mess because Israel has laid claim to territory that it doesn't own. And that's not true. The idea of coming here in 1948 and establishing the presence that they have now has been legitimized in many ways. That's one of the things that I've seen since I've been here. The archaeology that's being done, the uncovering of things that go back 4,000 or 5,000 years that show of the original premise, the original ownership, the original occupation of this area by the Israelis or by the Jews. So, anyway, that aside, there are so many other things that go on here that I find fascinating. I was just talking to somebody in a jewelry store. I went over to a jewelry factory here. One of the most famous, it's called, as a matter of fact, here's how I learned how to do it backwards. Folks, it's YTEL, and the company is founded on people to this country who are immigrants to work in the factory and produce. And the reason that I like the information that I got, it was nice to see the jewelry being manufactured, that sort of thing. But what more in depth came out of the conversation was the fact that they, in their immigration department, have figured out how to do what we in America have not figured out yet. And that is how to handle. This is a big political issue here, as it is in America. I'm saying, when I say here, I'm in Israel, so I'll say here about Israel, not here as in America. The borders to the south, the very southern part of Israel, had real problems up until about 4 or 5 years ago. And 4 or 5 years ago, they established under Netanyahu, a policy that prohibits immigrants from coming into this country. And in fact, there's a wall that's there. There were a lot of immigrants that were in the country, and they gave them sort of safe passage. They've given them the right to stay and go through the process, but they've monitored it, and they continue to monitor it very closely. It's a very important thing here because this is a small country, and obviously they don't want people wandering around in here that they don't know and they can't trust. So they have dealt with it in a very firm, very positive, and extraordinarily efficient way, at least as far as I can tell. So on the southern border, there are a lot of Ethiopians, a lot of Somalis, a lot of people coming in here. And in fact, there were a lot of Ethiopians and others that came from the Horn of Africa that just walked. There are Ethiopian Jews, a lot of Ethiopian Jews. And so they wanted to come back to the homeland. And they walked across the deserts of Central and North Africa and came through the Sinai into this area of southern Israel. And they have been accepted here. They do encourage immigration as long as the people who are coming here can contribute to society. How often have you heard me say that that ought to be our policy in America? To bring people into our country, allow them to come, encourage them to come, and have them contribute, do things that are going to be helpful to the advancement of American society. And that's what they've done here in Israel. They have taken the position that they need immigrants. They bring in immigrants from all over the world. There are lots of Polish Jews here, Ukrainian Jews, Russian Jews, people that come from various countries in Europe come from. I am sure that you'd be surprised to know how many Jews there are in Africa. And they are brought here in a systematic way, but it wasn't the case before. It's not always been that way. They had a horrible time. And so they just decided, okay, this is it. We'll build a wall. Now, you can say it's a lot easier to build a wall because the southern border of this country is about 45 miles wide, and that's it. So, yeah, but it isn't so much the practical side of how they built the wall, but the idea that they made a decision and they stuck to it. And that's one of the things that I like about Israel, one of the things that I actually admire. Somebody asked me why it is that I like to come here, and I guess that there are a number of reasons, but one of the things is that it reminds me, the Jewish population sort of reminds me of me. I have had a lot of things thrown in my way in order to keep doing this radio program. There are a lot of people who don't want me to do this program. The big companies don't want the independent producers producing programming. They want to produce it themselves. So there are four or five huge companies, two big owners, and three or four other companies that produce syndicated programming, and they don't like little guys like me, and they've basically gotten rid of everybody except me. And they would like to get rid of me, but I don't give in. I don't go away. I don't give up. And they put the squeeze on me. They've cut advertising. They've done all kinds of things to try to drive me out of business. And I don't even think I've ever said that before on the air. How many people who are in this business have just tried to drive me out? Because they want to have the stations that I have, and they don't want to have me as a competitor. But I've stuck with it for whatever. It's my natural DNA. It is who I am, and it is what I am. I believe that I need to do this program as long as I can. As long as I want to do it, I'm going to do it. And so when you apply that thinking to the Israelis and how they have survived against 1948 was the most recent incursion. They have the state of Israel, and forever, not only in the recent history, but you go back thousands and thousands and thousands of years, the people who border these areas, they don't like the Jews. They want to push them into the sea. And why they don't like them? The same reason you don't like your cousin Fred or your sister Alice, who you have not gotten along with. This is brother against brother, literally and figuratively. It's almost laughable how similar the Semites are. The Arabs and the Jews are the same, except in terms of their religion. That's it. They are the same people. You look at an Arab and you look at a Middle Eastern Arab and you look at a Middle Eastern Jew and you think you're looking at the same sort of a person, and you are. And so the difference in Israel is because the white Jews have come from Europe as a result of what happened, all kinds of discrimination in Russia, and we all know what happened during the Holocaust and all that stuff. Plus, there have been other areas of the world where Jews have settled, and they haven't been, the South American Jews who have a fairer skin, and they've migrated back to Israel. This is a booming economy. This is a fabulous country. And one of the things, one of the main reasons that it has become as successful as it is because they have handled the immigration problem the right way. So if for no other reason being here, I mean, all kinds of stories I can tell, experiences and that sort of thing that I can relate to you that are kind of fun to talk about, and you can learn from them. We can learn a lot by paying attention to the Israeli immigration policy, and I think we ought to. So I hope I've given you enough information maybe to be curious. You can look it up. Certainly you can Google Israeli immigration policy, and maybe if there are some leaders listening to this program, we're looking for ideas. Simpler things have been done. But I believe that there's a tremendous opportunity for us to look at what they've done here and use it as a blueprint for Trump, the new administration, to figure out what to do with the immigrants. Okay? So having said that, we continue. I'll do, this program will be on, we'll do our Facebook Live, Facebook.com/DJV Show. The video of me being here in the studio in Israel will be part of, the 6, 7, and 8 o'clock East Coast time hours of the program today. So you can just, I mean, there's nothing to see other than me sitting in a studio, waving my arms around and doing my usual thing. But some people think it would be interesting. So, and I'm looking at me in the original form, and it's about 4 to 5 seconds. There's about a maybe 6 second delay in it, but other than that, you can see what's going on here, and maybe you'll find it fun. It's now 17 after the hour on Good Day.
'Tis the season to enjoy Sprint's new unlimited plan with the 3rd, 4th, and 5th lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of 5 when you bring your number to Sprint. That's 5 lines for only $100 a month. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon, they don't even have an unlimited data plan. No more worries about running out of data or surprise overcharges. Switch to Sprint today. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay an additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay, coverage, and offer not everywhere for this kind of phone, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. AT&T plan not an exact match. See carrier website for details. Restrictions apply.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Strong. It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given day, focus is crucial when it comes to staying healthy and keeping in shape. That's why a new book, Strong is the New Skinny, is commanding much attention. The premise is, building up strength in all quarters, from bone health to muscle strength, must take priority over the desire to live your life ruled by the bathroom scale. As a doctor, I agree. While maintaining a healthy weight is important, from the perspective of bone health, being too thin can be a serious risk factor for osteoporosis. And strong muscles are a must for maintaining inner strength and balance as we mature, since we all start to lose muscle mass after 40. Regular, varied exercise in concert with nutrient-rich diet and enough calories to keep strong is the only way to ensure that you will be the new black this season.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte Eyeshadow Palette, Limited Edition Philosophy Bath Sets, or Hot Tools Curling Irons. Best girls' night ever. Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
All right, so the big issue of the day here, or the big item of the day here in Israel, is the same as it is at home. the gunman who shot the Russian ambassador. His picture is all over the New York Times.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Christmas time. I don't necessarily associate CeeLo Green with Christmas music, but Heavenly Days to me.
They're really good.
Stranger things have happened. This is Merry Christmas, Baby, CeeLo Green and Rod Stewart. All right, you want to crank this up? Apparently, I can tell this story over the instrumental part of the tune. CeeLo come forward to confirm that he is fine after a video showing a cell phone exploding in his face was circulating over the weekend.
Did you so see was it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was pretty convincing looking.
Really?
Samsung Galaxy is on the phone and then poof.
Really?
Oh,
I
my
wondered
gosh.
If it was a Samsung phone.
And yeah. He falls out of his chair. I mean, it's like a...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So somebody's taking a video of him while this is going on.
It was like they had a camera in the studio that he was in. It looked like it was being filmed from up above.
Yeah.
And it just looked like surveillance footage, basically.
So he posted this Facebook Live update on Saturday, just like I'm going to have the Facebook, we'll in short order be doing a video on our Facebook page at DJ V Show, but for Facebook.com/DJV Show, we'll do a video of me being here in the studio. That'll run on the Facebook page. Anyway, he says on his Facebook page, just to let everybody know I'm alive, I'm well, and okay. Truthfully, I'm really upset that anybody had to be emotionally disturbed by what they saw today. So, again,
I wasn't
the video
CeeLo. I laughed. I know that's terrible. But it was
actually,
exactly
what
I needed on Saturday.
Really? He goes on to say, what you saw today was a clip of what we were shooting for a new project called Gnarly Davidson. It's supposed to set up and introduce the new character's identity. He's going to release the music, but first and foremost, for everybody that loves me and cares about me, I just want to say that I'm okay. I just want to thank everybody for their love and support and concern. So, anyway, that's the CeeLo story for today. How many other people has that happened to, do you think? Had that same experience with those foolish Samsung phones? Oh,
yeah.
My God, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Huh?
I just don't understand if you're CeeLo, why you still have a Samsung. I mean, he's got enough money to upgrade his phone.
To an iPhone?
Right? Or was he making fun of Samsung? Was Maybe. He using it for footage, you know, to make a
Maybe.
Point about it?
Part of it, yeah. All right, also in the music news today, the official story about why David Bowie wasn't cast in Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings has surfaced. In an interview, the director, casting director of Lord of the Rings, Amy Hubbard, said that Bowie was considered for the role of Gandalf, but the story was he couldn't commit because of his schedule, and that's why it went to Ian McKellen. McKellen, that's right. McKellen, thank you. She said, we approached Bowie. I'm pretty sure it was Peter Jackson's idea in the first few weeks that we were that we got going. It was one that he'd always wondered about, but Bowie was too busy. Earlier this year, a lot of rumors surfaced that Bowie had been considered for the part after Dominic Monaghan, who played Hobbit Mary in the trilogy. See, I don't know this trilogy, so all this stuff is yonkadabunga to me. So what do I need to sound more credible here? Have both of you seen Lord of the Rings?
I slept through one once.
Really?
I've seen bits and pieces of them. I mean, that's not really my thing, but
no,
the fact that everyone, I mean, Gandalf is as big as Dumbledore, you know, in the wizarding world. So to have David Bowie be potentially Gandalf that would have changed the entire franchise.
I would have thought it would have changed the mood of it somewhat, wouldn't you? Of that film?
It may have.
McKellen is different in so many ways, including age.
Yes, true.
Right. Yeah. All right, anyway, that's another great story. A little gossip is good in the morning, right? 28 minutes after the hour on the DJV Experience.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-5020. That's 800-616-5020. 800-616-5020.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert Corporate Reputation Analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Doug Steffen from my broadcast booth in Tel Aviv is Thursday, in Jerusalem today and tomorrow, telling the story of my experiences here, my observations from here, things that will be perhaps helpful in understanding what's going on in the Middle East a little bit. The foremost item there is the Russian ambassador to Turkey being assassinated in Ankara yesterday. This fellow was attending the opening of an art exhibition This guy, you've seen pictures of it, perhaps, been all over, very well-dressed man, holds a gun, raises his hand in the air after he kills the ambassador. Three other people were injured as well. The gunman, as he raises his hand, yells, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria." I don't quite understand why you'd be angry about the Turks there. Let's see if we can get a little bit, well, I guess we don't have any more info on that in terms of an audio report. The bottom line is that it certainly has all of the outpinnings of a terrorist attack.
I heard was that he was a Turkish police officer, which is just, I mean, it doesn't mean it can't be a terrorist attack, but just bizarre.
Right, it is. The whole thing is pretty bizarre. Matter of fact, Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington with thoughts. The relationship that the two nations have had certainly have not been at 100%. You'll remember, maybe you won't remember, that Turkey shot down a Russian jet in November of last year. The two nations have been on opposite sides when it comes to Syria. The Turks do not like the current government in Syria. They do not like, and they have lots of problems, obviously, with the Syrian refugees coming across the border into Turkey. It certainly has watered down their, you know, the whole relationship has been watered down. And because the Russians are thought by many Middle Easterners to have been responsible for Aleppo, because they're responsible for keeping the current government in place where most of the rest of the world wants to oust the current government. The Russians, for their own reasons, mostly economic, have sided with Syria, or at least with Assad to this point. They're trying to work toward a peace deal. This isn't going to help it any. But because it is, we think of it in our country, look at the newspaper, this is important in America, but it's on the main page of every newspaper that you'll see here in the Middle East. So that's something that has to be addressed for sure. Also happening outside of the United States, this truck crash last night into the Berlin Christmas market, and whether or not that was terrorism. 9 people are dead, and a lot of other people got hurt when this semi drove into a marketplace late last night. There were news reports the truck plowed through the street near the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. Let's see if we can get a little bit more information from this report.
Berlin police say at least 12 people are dead and at least 48 others injured after a semi-truck drove through a Christmas market Monday evening. Local outlets report the truck plowed through the crowded street market set up near the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. Authorities say the crash appeared to be intentional. The driver of the truck has been arrested. The truck belongs to a Polish company. The company's head said it may have been hijacked. The suspected driver of the truck has been arrested and a passenger of the truck was found dead at the scene. A similar incident in Nice, France, this summer left over 80 people dead after a truck drove into a Bastille Day celebration. That crash was later labeled a terrorist attack and attributed to ISIS. And German police recently apprehended a 12-year-old boy who attempted to detonate a nail bomb in another Christmas market. ISIS was also blamed for that attempted attack.
So here in the Middle East where I am, this sort of thing happens all the time, and because the news media focuses on it and makes folklore heroes out of the people, for those who don't like the status quo, they figure that their reward, whether they're 12 years old, 19 years old, 40 years old, 80 years old, if they get killed in the quote-unquote line of duty, then they've accomplished what they wanted. They become famous, and that's part of what pushes these people to do what they do. Also in the news today, the president-elect has nominated a fellow named Vincent Viola to be the Secretary of the Army. He's a veteran. He founded an electronic trading firm in 2008, the owner of the Florida Panthers. He also helped to create the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point after the September 11th attacks, chaired the New York Mercantile Exchange. the president-elect called Viola an incredibly accomplished and selfless individual, as we hear in this report.
President-elect Donald Trump nominated businessman Vincent Viola to be Secretary of the Army on Monday. Viola is a U.S. Army veteran who founded an electronic trading firm in 2008. He also owns the NHL's Florida Panthers. Currently held by Eric Fanning, the Army Secretary works in the Department of Defense and is responsible for overseeing everything related to that military branch. The Senate will need to confirm Viola's nomination.
All right. So, I mean, that's all. Everybody knows all that stuff. I find it the most interesting thing here is how he is perceived in America and how he will perhaps be perceived, because that job has ramifications certainly around the world with our allies and with people who may not be our allies. Is this a tough guy? Is he going to be like Trump? Right to the point. A lot of the people that Trump has appointed appear to have one thing in common, and that is that they are they're no-nonsense people, much the same as Trump is. I think Trump is a no-nonsense businessman. More and more it looks like there will be things that will be done that need to be done. I'm not sure that you or I agree or are in favor of some of the people that he's appointed to some of these jobs, but you know what? It's kind of like his actions before the election, some of the things that he said, some of the things that he did were not what a lot of people like. But what is going to be important is, how does he rule? How is his presidency? And in order to understand that, we got to wait until he actually becomes the president to see what his style is really, because there's a lot of pomp and circumstance. There's a lot of silly speculating going on now. And the news media, my God, I read some of the stuff that comes out of the New York Times that's being printed here in the Middle East, and the stuff is just garbage. It really is. They should be ashamed of themselves, those people. They really should. The kind of stuff, it isn't journalism anymore. It's just hack stuff. It's hack. Maybe we call it hack journalism. It's 41 past the hour. More coming up here. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing in depth some of the things that are on all of our minds today.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition Velocity Bath Sets, or Hot Tools curling irons.
Best girls' night ever.
Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's holiday crunch time, and Burlington's got you covered for all your last-minute gifting. Save big on the season's most asked-for gifts, like wireless audio and tech for the gadget lover, sweaters, watches, and jewelry for the trendsetter, tons of toys for the kids, plus a wide range of gift baskets pre-wrapped for easy gifting. The name brands you love at up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Get more holiday for less at Burlington. Gifts for everyone.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go?
Where do you turn for advice?
Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
45 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, in depth, in detail. Tuesday, the 20th of December, the city of, well, both the major cities here in Israel, Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, are very clean cities, a very clean country. I was looking at a report last night in my room as I was reading through some of the other news and things that had happened during the course of the day. I've been going nonstop since I got here, and it's been fun. I kind of lose touch with, and Kara, I think you can hear that in my conversation sometimes. I've lost touch with a lot of the things that I normally am on top of. But looking at this overview of pollution in the world, this is not, I will tell you, and this sounds prejudiced and not supposed to, but the Arab side of Jerusalem and the, and not necessarily the Jordanian side, the Arab side and the Jordanian side are two different things. They used to be one and the same. But this is a divided city, and Arabs live and have villages and conclaves that are accepted as part of the city now, even though Jerusalem is an Israeli city. But the disrespect that the Arabs show to the simplest things in life, just because they don't like being part, they've stayed here. Some of them love it. Some of them don't like it. The people who don't like it, they don't pay their taxes. They don't get their garbage collected, things like that. So they just take the garbage and throw it out the window or the door, the back door. And most of them are on hillside residences. So the garbage just goes down, falls down into the riverbed or into the onto the dirt on the side of the mountain. So when you're on the other side, you're driving, you look over in the Arab villages, you see all this trash and garbage. And you wonder, wait a minute, why aren't the Jerusalem authorities picking up the trash? And they've gone over, and they say that the trash isn't out because the Arabs don't want to put it out. And the Arabs say that they don't; it doesn't get collected. There's no trucks there. Well, you know, there's this argument back and forth about whether they pay taxes. They don't pay taxes because they don't recognize Israeli leadership or ownership. It's just it's the kind of crazy stuff that you'd fight with about, you know, who owns the blade of grass that's on the line between you and your neighbor's house, that kind of stuff. Anyway, but that's the only kind of pollution you see here. You don't see any air pollution at all. Everything's very clean here. So I'm looking at this overview of the most polluted cities in the world, and interestingly enough, the most polluted city is not in China, but in Iran. Zabul, Iran. A lot of northeastern China, including Beijing, are shrouded in smog. The factories have had to shut down. Highways into this area have been closed. Airlines have closed their, off their flights because it's just very polluted. But the World Health Organization says that even though there are really bad Chinese cities, the worst one is only ninth on the list, and that most of the Middle Eastern cities that are on this list, like the ones in Iran, are the big culprits. Iran is a really interesting, confusing place because it's a population of very well-educated people. The younger millennials don't like their government. A lot of them are leaving. But yet there's this old-time thinking, and most of it the negative thinking about the Iranian relationship with the rest of the Middle East and Israel. You know, they keep making them the enemy, and there really is no relationship between the two countries. A lot of Iranian Jews live here, as a matter of fact. Anyway, on this polluted city list, the worst U.S. city didn't get, it wasn't even in the top 1,000. Visalia, California was number 1,080 of the worst, the dirtiest, most polluted cities in the world. So we apparently can breathe a sigh of relief, literally and figuratively, because we're not that polluted in America. Yip, yip, hooray! 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Joining us now is Adrian O'Hara, who works for Toys R Us. Man, I'll tell you something. If you're in the mood, if you're, and I don't know what the mood is, maybe panic, because we're getting close to Christmas. And so we have to find some of the things that are hot, that are still around. I have found, Adrian, when looking for things for my grandson, that a lot of the things that supposedly were good are gone. So as we have a busy shopping day the weekend before Christmas, what do we have that's still around, or am I overdoing it? So are all the things that are popular still very available?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, listen, every kid is different, and they certainly have on their list of Santa something unique and different, and so it really depends. But, you know, what we're seeing is that a lot of parents and gift givers, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, and uncles, they are procrastinators. You know, I'm a mom of two. I have a third on the way, and I haven't yet finished my holiday shopping either. So I'm in the same boat, and I think when it comes to this point in time, we're all a little bit nervous and feeling down and crunched, and so we're here to kind of make people feel relaxed and a bit better, stress-free heading into the holiday season. Saturday is Super Saturday, and what we're doing to make sure that parents and gift givers have some extra time is that we're opening our stores for extended hours. So we are opening our doors at 6 a.m. and closing at 2 a.m. So that's a lot of time to shop. So whether you can get a babysitter and grab somebody to watch the kids while they are probably still in bed asleep, and you want to get out to the store and get your shopping done. But there are certainly more than enough toys to be had, stocked on the shelves and ready to pick up before Christmas.
All right, so Toys R Us has published what they call their Fabulous 15 list. What are the toys that have made it there, and how accurate was the list that you put together? Did it come out like, is what's selling reflective of what's on that list? That list?
It is, and we're proud to be in the position of being the toy authority. It's something that we actually take very seriously. Toys are serious business to us, and so what we do is we spend the better part of the year traveling the world, meeting with different product manufacturers and seeing what's new that will be coming out on the market. A lot of times we see that the toys that kids are really loving are based on TV shows that they like. So this year we saw that PJ Masks, which is a really fun Disney Junior show. PJ Masks, the headquarters playset, we named it to our Fabulous 15 list. And it's actually an item that can only be found at Toys R Us. But this is really cool. It's three different levels. It's got all the different characters that kids will know from the show. It has lights and sounds, and this is a really cool interactive set for kids that they'll have fun with. So PJ Masks Headquarters is one of those. Another item that we're seeing that we named to the Fabulous 15 list that kids can't get enough of, and this is actually one that we see a lot of parents loving as well, which is really important, is the Fisher-Price Think and Learn Caterpillar. So this is really cool. It looks like a caterpillar that's very techy. It's got all the different colors, and you can actually break apart all of the different pieces and put them back together. And what this does is it actually teaches kids, toddlers and early elementary school age children, it teaches them the basic building blocks of coding. And so coding and STEM are really hot topics right now among parents and educators. And so this is a fun and interactive toy that will actually teach kids those early skill sets. And that's something that's very cool.
So what's different about this season that people ought to know from last season, other than the toys themselves? Is it online shopping as well as going into the stores? I know Toys R Us has a big presence on the web. You can buy things, I guess, or you can order things online and go to the store and pick them up. I'm guessing that's...
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that, actually. One of the key things that we've seen different this year than last year, and it's not so different, just increasingly, we're seeing that customers are shopping in both places. It used to be that there were web shoppers and there were in-store shoppers. And now, and every year, we're seeing an increase in the amount of shoppers who are doing both. And what that means when it comes to the experience with Toys R Us, it means that we see a lot of customers who are buying their toys online or doing the research of toys online, and they will pick up their products in-store. So that's, you know, whether they're doing the research and then they come in and find it on shelf, or if they actually place the purchase online and have an in-store pickup. And what the in-store pickup means is that you purchase it online and you identify which location is nearest to you that has the item in stock, and you can actually pick up the item in about an hour. So that's really neat. It's a great convenient service, particularly during this time of the year when parents are strapped on time. So, you know, if you place your order and you head on home and you pick it up on your way, it's a really convenient way to get your holiday shopping done.
All right. So check out toysrus.com/hot toys to get more information about the list itself. It's really kind of a cool thing. I'm very happy to have had you here, and happy holidays for you and your family as well.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.